T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the phones we go. Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, the absolute best in the business, joining Joe, Lowe, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Goat, good morning. Saints at Panthers. Tequila Thursday, we suddenly have a half-decent game here.
Yeah, I think the agave is going to flow a little bit differently tonight, gentlemen. The over-under right now in Vegas at 52.5, and I agree with Lowe. I think I'd be hammering the over on this one. I think it is going to be an exciting affair. You know the weaknesses of both these teams. Defensively, it's downfield coverage. I mean, Carolina giving up 7.8 yards per attempt. New Orleans right around 8 yards per attempt on the season. The Saints also struggling in the trenches, though they have shown some improvement. They've only allowed one rush score to the running back position over the last 4 weeks. But the last time Jonathan Stewart faced this team, over 80 yards and found the end zone twice. So, yeah, fire up Cam Newton. Fire up Jonathan Stewart. Fire up all the wide receivers of the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees, the only guy that I'm down on in this game, actually two guys, Mark Ingram and also Tim Hightower, still immersed in a near 50-50 split. And the one thing that Carolina does well defensively is bottle up the run. They're only giving up 3.5 yards per carry. So if I set an over-under of like 69.5 combined yards for Ingram, I think he's got to go well south of that.
Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Before we turn it over to the callers, 888-957-9570, I wanted to get your thoughts on the running back situation in two cities, Seattle and Green Bay. Kristen Michael was cut from Seattle but quickly signed by the Green Bay Packers. How should we view both running back depth charts at the moment?
All right, let's start with Green Bay. I would rather watch Ben Carson talk for 2 hours than than add Kristen Michael to my fantasy roster. He's got no interest whatsoever. And I know this is a guy that was a top 10 fantasy running back from weeks 4 through 10, but he's now been cut for like, what, the fourth or fifth time in his career? Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a reason why. Now, Seattle's saying, well, this is purely a positional move. It had nothing to do with any off the field issues or locker room issues or anything of that sort. And that may be the case, but James Starks knows the system. James Starks is trusted by Mike McCarthy. Michael's got to step in. Lowe, as you know, when you go from an old team to a new team, you have to learn new protections, and it takes time for that to absorb. What we've heard, you know, Kristen Michael, not exactly the fastest learner historically in his NFL career. That's why he's bounced around so much. So I'd be shocked if Michael makes an impact at any point on the rest of the calendar this year. It's still going to be Ty Montgomery and mostly James Starks in that backfield moving forward. And I like Starks this week as a borderline top 20 option going against the Washington front, allowing over 4.5 yards per carry to the running back position. Now, meanwhile, in Seattle, we just got a report off the wire this morning from Chris Mortensen of ESPN that CJ Procise is likely to start, though Thomas Rawls is expected to return. Now, Pete Carroll said yesterday that Rawls is going to get considerable run. My guess, Rawls gets around 11 to 13 touches, most of that on early downs and also in goal line situations. CJ Procise sprinkled in as a guy that's kind of a beefed up version of Tevin Coleman, if you will. Probably get around 14 to 16 touches and a tremendous asset in a full PPR league. Though in a standard format, I would err on the side of Rawls.
All right, to the phones we go. Remember, two rules. Try to keep it tight so we can get to as many as possible. Number two, if you want to make goat noises before you start your question, that is highly encouraged. Dan in San Jose, you're on with the goat.
Yeah, I'm in a PPR league, and I was wondering if it'd be a smart move to trade Jordan Howard for Todd Gurley. And who is the better flex play? Is it Crowell or Jeremy Hill?
Well, I'm definitely going to go with Isaiah Crowell, because you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, they couldn't stop a toddler right now in terms of run defense. I mean, they're a joke. Second most fantasy points allowed. I think Crowell, yeah, you worry about game flow getting out of hand in that contest, but I could see him getting an early touchdown and around 70 to 80 yards, so I would start him. You are not trading Jordan Howard for Todd Gurley. Have you seen Todd Gurley play this year? I mean, he looks terrible right now. He looks like a one-legged version of Trent Richardson. I mean, this is how bad he's performed. He's RB26 on a per-game basis, and it's not necessarily a knock against his baseline talents because he's a phenomenally talented guy. It's just a deplorable situation. It's gotten worse now because Jared Goff's going to be under center, and if you watched Hard Knocks, the guy doesn't know where the sun rises and sets, for crying out loud. So, no, I want nothing to do with Todd Gurley. The only thing that's appealing about him is he plays San Francisco. Let's see, I believe that is week 16. So, you know, he could definitely maybe win you a title, but he's not going to get you to the title game. Jordan Howard certainly has more upside in that capacity.
David and Newman. David and Newman, go ahead. You're on with the GOAT.
I think Joe answered my question about Rawls and Procise, but I want to know about Rashad Jennings over Terrence West.
Yeah, I would actually go with the hotter hand there in Jennings. He ran with conviction on Monday night. You know, I thought Paul Perkins would get the upper hand in that backfield in short order just because he had fresher legs. And, you know, Jennings entering the game at average just 2.6 yards per carry on the season. But he got downhill in a hurry late in the contest, had that game sealing about 9-yard run. I think he will probably head up the committee this week. You know, you look at the matchup, they're facing the Chicago Bears. Bears actually quite good against the run here. That's the one area that they've excelled in here recently. But I think he's just got more upside, you know, compared to the other option there. So give me the G-men and Rashad Jennings this week.
Mike in Daly City, you're on with Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Mike in Daly City, go ahead.
Yeah. I got Mike Wallace or Allen Hurns. Peace.
Oh, God, you're still rostering Allen Hurns? You know, you want to talk about a guy that's taken a precipitous fall in fantasy this year. It's Hurns. So touchdown dependent last season, and those touchdowns have dried up here in 2016. Very few and far between. I know it's the Hello Kitties of Detroit. And I think that game's got some sneaky shootout appeal, but I'm going to go with Mike Wallace. You know, you face a Dallas Cowboys secondary down Morris Claiborne. Skandrick may not be able to go in this game either, so that unit is hurting. And it just takes one deep throw from Flacco. Wallace can reel it in and rip off a 70-yard touchdown. So I'm going to play for that high ceiling compared to the very low floor in the other direction with the other player mentioned there. So give me 60 minutes, Mike Wallace.
Rob in Hayward's got a wide receiver question. Rob in Hayward, you're on with the GOAT. Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Go ahead.
Matt. I want to ask a question. Sterling Shepard or Kenny Stills?
Wow, Kenny Stills. I haven't heard that name in a while asking a fantasy question. I'm going to go with Sterling Shepard there. And this is all volume play here, okay? The one thing you can do on the Chicago Bears is throw on this unit. This is a very weak secondary. You know, you look at Sterling Shepard. This is a guy that's probably going to get around 6 to 8, maybe 9 targets. Did find the end zone last week. He's usually good for around 4 to 5 receptions. I know that was, you know, his first touchdown, I believe, in his last 5 games that he scored on Monday night. But, again, just a higher ceiling there overall compared to Kenny Stills. And I know Stills, you know, has a fair matchup this week going against the Los Angeles Rams. But with Trumaine Johnson back in uniform, that unit is more formidable than you think in terms of pass defense. So, again, I am going with Sterling Shepard over Stills.
Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports with Joe Lowendibs here on 95.7 The Game. Wayne in San Jose. Wayne in San Jose, you're on with the GOAT. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, good morning. I'm just wondering which one of these running backs would you prefer? Mark Ingram, Kenneth Dixon, or Deion Lewis if he's active? Thank you.
Yeah, Deion Lewis is going to be eased in if he sees the field at all. I'd be shocked if he played anything more than, like, say, 15 or so snaps. You had me at Ken Dixon, a guy that just triggers my salivary glands. It's like Pavlov and the dogs. You ring a bell, and they start salivating. You mentioned Ken Dixon, and it's waterworks in my mouth just at the mere upside of this kid. You look at Terrence West last week. He looked like a dinosaur stuck in a tar pit, guys. 3.1 yards per carry against Cleveland? Cleveland. I know the offensive line has got some injuries there, but Dixon on 11 touches, 80 yards, average over 6 yards per tote. Showed the shimmy, showed the shake. This is a guy that I was enamored with when he came out of Louisiana Tech. Rolled up video game numbers for the Bulldogs there in his collegiate career, and he's finally healthy. And I think you're going to see the scale tilt to the side of the rookie in this contest. You look at the Cowboys, they're giving up 5.1 receptions per game to the running back position, over 4 yards per carry. I love me some Ken Dixon this week. I got him down for 80 to 90 combined yards and his first NFL touchdown.
He's Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, and he's the absolute best in the business. GOAT, as always. Thank you for being so generous with your time. We appreciate it. Enjoy Tequila Thursday, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Enjoy the ladies of the night in Vegas, gentlemen. See ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.